question for you. What do you know about your parents' finances? Not much. Our next guest says you'd be wise to find out, and the sooner the better. She writes that she waited too long to have that talk with her mom, who is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. If she'd put it off any longer, the situation could have gotten really complicated in a hurry. Now she's encouraging people to take action and avoid the major headaches she nearly experienced. Cameron Huddleston is a journalist who covers personal finance and the life and money columnist for Go Banking Rates. She's the author of the new book, Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances. Cameron, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, you write about personal finances, and then you had a personal finance issue that led you to write this book. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. I'm almost embarrassed to admit that even though I am a personal finance journalist, I did not realize how important it was to have conversations with my mother about her finances. And as you said, it was almost too late when I started having these conversations. She was 65 when she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. I was 35 at the time. And before that, before she was diagnosed, I could see she was having trouble with her memory. And I did act quickly to get her in to meet with an attorney to update her legal documents, which are so important. Not just the will, but the power of attorney and the living will. The power of attorney lets you name someone to make financial decisions for you. And if she had not named me and my sister, her power of attorney, before her memory had declined too much, the attorney would not have considered her competent enough to sign those documents. And then I would have had to go through a real legal nightmare of going through the court process, spending thousands of dollars and months to become her conservator. Fortunately, I did not have to go through that. But as I was having to step in and take over her finances, I was having to put together the pieces of the puzzle of her finances without knowing what that final picture was. And it was really difficult. And, you know, I want people to realize that if they have these conversations before an emergency arises, before the parents ask for help, before your parents need help, it's going to make things so much easier.
You write that there are a lot of psychological roadblocks to wanting to have this conversation. One is, for a lot of families, we don't feel comfortable talking about money, period, much less the money issues that might maybe facing an aging parent.
Certainly, money is a taboo topic for a lot of people, and it's understandable that you might be reluctant to talk to your parents about their finances because you think they're going to push back, that they're going to say, this is none of your business. My advice is to not make the conversation about finances, as strange as that might sound. You can start by talking about big picture issues. Maybe, you know, mom and dad, what does retirement look like for you? Or how is your retirement going? Or do you think you're going to stay in this house? Do you have any plans to downsize? Or even talking about long-term care. You know, if you ever need any sort of care, what type of care would you want? Do you know how you're going to pay for it? Rather than, hey, mom and dad, I need to know how much is in your bank account. You don't want to approach it that way. You want to be very gentle. You want to respect that they might be uncomfortable with the conversation. But if they do push back, I want to encourage you not to give up. I do provide several different ways to start the conversation in my book. And there are a lot of different ways you can approach it. But if one approach doesn't work, try something else. Do not give up because these conversations are so important.
Give us another maybe icebreaker if that one tactic, the let's talk about your retirement plans, doesn't open the door.
Sure. So you can use a story. This is a great way to start the conversation naturally. You might have a colleague who had to take off work to care for a parent. You might have a friend whose parent died without a will. You can use those examples and share them with your parents. You know, hey, my friend Bob, his father died recently. He didn't have a will. And it created a huge headache for the family. They were grieving the loss, and then they were trying to figure out who got what, and it just became a big nightmare. Mom and Dad, I want to make sure we avoid ending up in situations like that. Or maybe you have a friend whose parent died and had everything in place, and you can talk about how helpful that was for the family members who were left behind because they didn't have to deal with that on top of the pain of losing a loved one. Using a story is a great way to start the conversation. If you're younger, say in your 20s, maybe early 30s, you're starting out in life, you can ask your parents for advice because parents love giving advice. That's what they do best, or at least what they think they do best. And so you can go to them and say, you know, hey, mom and dad, I just got married. Do I need life insurance now? Do I need a will? Their answers are going to give you clues about what they have done, and you continue the conversation from there. Those are just a couple ways that you can approach it.
Talking to Cameron Huddleston, her new book is Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances. You can call in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question about how to have this conversation, what you need to talk about, or maybe your own story, for better or worse, about how you and your parents, or if you're in the parent seat, you and your kids, talked about these money issues. Cameron, a lot of people might think, okay, this is estate planning and that's a thing for rich people. There's not a lot of money to pass along. This is not really a conversation we need to have. You pitch your book, though, to not that group, to everybody else. Talk about that.
Right. So these conversations aren't necessarily, or really not at all, about what you're hoping to get. And you certainly shouldn't approach it that way, saying, mom and dad, let's talk about your will because I want to know what I'm getting. That's a surefire way to get your parents to shut down really quickly. These conversations are especially important for people whose parents might be lower income or middle income, because there's a greater chance they are going to need your help financially or with caregiving as they age, because they might not have the resources for a comfortable retirement. They might not have the resources to pay for long-term care. And you need to find this out sooner rather than later, so you and your parents can develop a plan, and maybe so you can even shore up your own finances to help them out if that is something that you are willing and able to do.
And you write that in some cases, parents, the aging parents in this case, might be reluctant to talk to their kids about it because they're embarrassed. They don't have everything in properly labeled binders. If they have, you know, receipts and bills, they're just in a box somewhere. What do you say to the parents about whatever their preparedness level is here?
I first want to say that for anyone out there who's thinking they don't need to have this conversation because they think their parents are on top of everything, think again. There is a very good chance your parents don't have a will. You know, less than half of adults actually have a will. They don't have a power of attorney. A very small percentage of adults have long-term care insurance to help cover the cost of long-term care. You know, a lot of baby boomers don't even have anything saved for retirement. So there is a good chance that your parents might not be financially prepared for their older age. And because of this, they might be embarrassed, and therefore they're going to be reluctant to talk with you. So you certainly, as you approach this conversation, you don't want to make it appear that you're judging them in any way. And you certainly don't want to be condescending. You want to let them know that you're trying to gather some information because you're looking out for their best interest. You want to, you know, have an idea of where they bank. It doesn't matter how much they have in the bank, but where do you bank? Because if mom and dad, if something happens to you, I need to make sure the bills get paid. If you end up in the hospital, are you writing a check or do you have things set up for automatic bill pay? I want to make sure that the mortgage gets paid, the electric bill gets paid if something happens to you. Letting them know that this conversation is happening because you want to help them if they ever need help, and not, I want to talk to you about your finances because I think you're doing something wrong. You don't want to approach it that way at all.
We're talking about personal finance and parents. Cameron Huddleston is with us. She's written a book about how adult children can talk to aging parents about their financial future. Her book is called Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk. She says, have these conversations sooner rather than later. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had this financial talk with your parents, or if you're the parent here, with your adult children? Is that an issue on your mind these days? Do you need some advice on what you need to be talking about? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about talking to aging parents about their finances with Cameron Huddleston. She's a journalist who covers personal finance and the author of Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you talked with your parents about their financial situation? How'd it go? Do you think you need to talk but don't know how to open that conversation? Our guest has some advice for you. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Okay, Cameron, we've broken the ice. We got the conversation started. You mentioned things like power of attorney. What are some of the other key agenda items that we really have to put at the top of our list?
Well, certainly find out if they have essential legal documents, like I said and like you said, the will, the power of attorney, the living will. These have to be drafted and signed while your parents are still mentally competent. You also want to get an idea of how they pay their bills, because if there were an emergency to arise and you had to make sure those bills were getting paid, you need to know how they're getting paid. You want to get a general sense of where they stand financially. It doesn't have to be dollars and cents in their accounts, but you want to know if they're in retirement. Are they relying solely on Social Security, or do they have other sources of retirement income? Are they still paying a mortgage? Do they have other types of debt? What type of insurance policies do they have? The more information you get, the better. Ideally, you really want to get everything, and that includes every account they have, the usernames, the passwords. And I realize that a lot of parents are going to be reluctant to just hand over that sort of information. There are a few who do. I even have some friends whose parents give them an updated spreadsheet every 6 months, if you can believe that. But one thing you can do is actually get them to make a list. Write it down, because they might be uncomfortable telling you this, but if they write it down, they can put that list someplace safe and tell you how to access it and under what circumstances you can access it. And this still gives them control, because a lot of times parents are reluctant to have these conversations because they feel like they're giving up control, and it's a role reversal. The kids are suddenly stepping into the parent role, and parents don't like that. So let them maintain control by writing a list for you and then telling you how to access it and when you can access it.
Let's bring on a caller now. Beth is with us in Dubuque. Beth, hi.
Hello. So I think this conversation is beautiful, by the way. We lost my mom about 2 years ago, coming up in September. And we had her for 4 months from diagnosis to her passing. And she lost control of her mental capacity. And my dad didn't know. She was the financial carrier. She took care of all of the finances. It took upwards to 6 months for us to find all of the bank accounts and to find all of the life insurance policies. And he didn't know, you were talking about the online banking, he didn't have that information. And so when we went to go look in things and pay bills, we couldn't do that because we didn't have access, and he didn't have access. And banks are not easy to, you know, transfer, and, you know, sending out death certificates. All of those things are really, really super difficult. And it took us upwards to 6 months to, you know, 9 months to get him situated. And we're still working with him and having those conversations on a regular basis with him.
Well, Beth, good luck with that. And I'm sorry as that anniversary comes up next month. But an illustration there, Cameron, of how crucial this can be to do it now again instead of waiting.
Yes, I'm so glad she shared that story, because I've heard many stories like that when a parent dies and there's a parent left behind and that parent hasn't been involved with the finances and that parent is struggling. These conversations that you initiate with your parents can also help them get on the same page, because they might not be. And you might never actually have to get involved with your parents' financial lives while they are living. But yes, everyone does die, and you have to deal with what they've left behind. And as Beth's story illustrates, it can be a nightmare trying to get access to accounts, to figure out what accounts your parents even have, because I didn't have conversations soon enough with my mom about her finances before she developed dementia. There was one account of hers that I didn't even know existed, and it was almost turned over to the state as unclaimed property. There was $50,000 in that account. Luckily, I found out about it before we lost it, and I was able to use that for almost a year's worth of her care in an assisted living facility.
Beth, thanks for that call. We don't have a ton of time left. I want to share a question from Mark, who asks if there's a difference between a handwritten will and something a lawyer actually does all official-like. Is that an important distinction, Cameron, when we talk to our parents?
It is. If your parents have only a handwritten will, that's certainly better than nothing. But ideally, you would like to meet with an attorney to have a will drafted. There are low cost and free wills available online, but if they can afford to meet with an attorney and have one that's drafted to their specific situation, that's best. And if your parents don't have a lot of money to afford meeting with an attorney, maybe you as the child can volunteer to pay for it.
Mark, thanks for that question. And Cameron, we've got the Labor Day weekend coming up and then the holidays coming up later this year. A lot of people try to take that kind of time. Give us a game plan to get ourselves ready, maybe brace ourselves at that when we're actually seeing our family to at least open the door on this conversation.
Well, excuse me.
That's okay.
Sorry, allergies in the summer. Certainly you don't want to bring up sorry about that. You don't want to bring up the conversation during the middle of a holiday gathering, but
sure. If
you can wait till after the holiday meal to have the conversation, if that's the only time your whole family's together, then that's better than nothing. But don't wait till Thanksgiving and say, hey, let's pass the turkey and tell me about your will, Mom and Dad.
Fair enough. That's not
the perfect time.
We'll leave it there, Cameron. Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Cameron Huddleston, a journalist who covers personal finance and the Life and Money columnist for Go Banking Rates. We talked through about her new book. It's called Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk, How to Have Essential Conversations with Your Parents About Their Finances.